Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, it's not too often I get a chance to chat with this lady, but when I do, it's always very interesting. Dr. Sue Rex is with us today, and she's got her fingers involved in a lot of interesting things, particularly this project that's all about housing for teachers. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But, Sue, welcome back to good old Rock Hill, South Carolina, where you hang out a lot of your time.
Thank you, Manning. It's good to be with you.
Tell everybody a little bit about your background.
Well, I taught at Winthrop for 23 years. Brought 7 years from Pennsylvania, so when I had my 30 years, I decided to retire and, you know, venture into other interesting projects.
Yeah.
Along the way, Jim and I have 10 grandchildren.
Oh, my Lord.
And they keep us busy.
Whew.
We have a son in Charleston, one in Newberry, a daughter in Charlotte, and a son who lives in Lahaina, Maui.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
My gosh, how did he fare the fire out there?
Very scary. He was only just a couple miles from where the destruction started.
Oh, my.
But no schools yet open and not back to work yet, so
Jeez.
It's still a long time coming.
Ooh-wee. Well, you forgot to tell everybody that you served on the esteemed Winthrop Board of Trustees.
I did. I was on the Board of Trustees for 12 years, and now I'm serving on the Foundation Board.
Aha. A lot of interesting things going on in Winthrop.
And, absolutely.
Glad to see we're getting back on track.
Right.
Had a couple of tough years, but there we are.
Here we go.
So now, you live down in Fairfield County, right?
That's right.
And you've been very involved with education your whole life.
Yeah.
And you recognized the problem long before most people did, which is we don't have a place in our community where teachers can live affordably.
Affordable.
So how did all this start?
Well, I want to give credit to our superintendent, Dr. J.R. Green, Fairfield School District. And 5 years ago, he called me and asked me if I would serve on a foundation board that he wanted to start, which I said yes. I went to the first meeting. I was elected chair. And he made it clear to the foundation that he wanted our focus to be on housing for teachers. Rural districts have even more problems recruiting and retaining teachers, even though it's a national problem. Rural America really has a crisis on their hands. Teachers cannot afford often to build a place near their schools. We have, in big cities across our nation, we have apartment buildings or hotel floors where teachers are given relatively cheap housing. But in rural parts of our country, this is a project that's really kind of unique. We feel like we're the first in South Carolina, we are, and one of the very first in the nation to address the problem from a rural perspective. And also to provide individual homes. They're not connected. They're three-bedroom, two-bathroom homes.
Okay. Now, let's take a step back. As you point out, recruiting teachers, I don't care where you are. You could be here in York County.
Right.
Talk to the Rock Hill, Fort Mill, you know, Clover, York districts. They all have issues in getting enough teachers. The teacher's profession has kind of been, well, I don't want to say under fire, but it's just changed dramatically since COVID. People are going other directions. There's more opportunity in the private sector, higher salaries, all that kind of stuff. So the problem gets exacerbated when you're in a rural setting.
Absolutely.
When you don't have the amenities that you have in an urbanized setting.
That's
what you're saying, right?
That's right.
So you went about, I mean, what was the first step on this?
Well, I started out with our foundation naively thinking we could just raise the money to build this. And it became clear after a year, once we got our 501c3 settled with the federal government, that probably wasn't going to happen. And so anyway, I was able to reach out to an investment company in Charlotte, and they were very interested in this project because the school district provided our foundation with 22 acres of property. Okay. And that's one thing rural districts across our nation usually have. They have land. Right. And so this is a big step in the right direction to get this initiative started. Anyway, there were complications on working out the details for taxes and so forth. And after a year working with them, even though they wanted to do it, they pulled out.
Oh, really?
And COVID hit. And so I decided, along with the other foundation board members, that maybe this isn't meant to be, and we'll just concentrate on small fundraising for scholarships, which most foundations do. But then one day I'm driving to Charlotte, and I get a call from the superintendent that Dominion Energy was working on a settlement over the debacle with the nuclear power plant. And that the settlement was $99 million, and that we were earmarked for our foundation to start the Teacher Village with $2.2 million. And that was totally unexpected. So now our focus was back on housing for teachers. So that was the beginning of that. And then in the last 2 years, in order to really put this together, we had to focus on working not only with a corporation like Dominion Energy, but we had to work with county council and city council in order to get some property tax relief, which is very important. And they were able to do that for us because they want this project. And also, I always try to remind people that land was owned by the school district, so there was no revenue coming off that land, that property, in terms of tax revenue. So us stepping in and getting that relief was really not a step back for any of the citizens of Fairfield County. Hopefully it's a plus, because we'll have teachers who will live there and spend their money in Fairfield County. Because right now, over 60%, it's really almost 70% of our faculty do not live in Fairfield County. Most of them live in Richland, too. And therefore, they're not spending their money in Fairfield.
Wow. So if you set up a you already set up a foundation or a corporation to do this. It wasn't set up as a nonprofit?
Yes, nonprofit. That was the first year.
I'm just wondering why you, I mean, these homes, when they're built, are they going to be owned by the corporation, or are they going to be owned by the teachers who are living in them?
They're owned by the foundation, and we rent them on yearly contracts. Okay. They have to work for Fairfield School District in order to live there.
I'm just wondering, I'm no tax lawyer, but I'm just wondering why you even have to worry about taxes. If the foundation is a nonprofit and you own the houses, again, I'm not a tax lawyer. I just don't understand that.
Yeah.
But you did have to get the relief from the county and the city.
And the city. That's right. We did. And then we got a generous gift from United Way of the Midlands. They gave us $600,000. And I maybe the viewing listening audience would be interested in the fact that Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, Mackenzie Phillips, she gave $10 million to the United Way of the Midlands, and of that $10 million, $600,000 was given to our project.
Jeez, and that's something. Good for you. So to do this whole project, you got $2.2 million from Dominion Energy. You got $600,000 from the former wife of Jeff Bezos. So now you're bumping $3 million. Yeah. Is that anywhere near enough to do what you...
No, we had to go to a lending institution in order to get the project up to what we needed for phase one. And First Community Bank is the bank that we're working with, and we're excited about the fact that they really think this initiative has national potential.
I think it really does.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the price tag on this whole project?
Well,
for phase one?
approximately $4 million.
So you had to borrow about a million dollars, yep, a little over a million. Okay. Which I would think the bank would be very comfortable with, the fact that you had already had roughly $3 million.
Well, you know, you think that, but we didn't have any cash flow history. And so it wasn't as easy as it sounds. But First Community Bank was interested, and they really thought it was something that they wanted to be part of.
Well, that's good, because, you know, we have a First Community Bank now here in Rock Hill.
That's right.
Interesting.
That's right.
So there you go. You're off and running. And you have, I mean, how many acres do you have?
We have 22 acres.
22 acres.
And when the investment company up in Charlotte was interested in pursuing this, they had mapped out a site plan that showed that they could put in about 60 homes.
Okay.
We only have enough money to do the infrastructure of the property, put in the pads for 30 homes, and build 16.
Okay.
And so our goal right now is to raise through grants enough money that we can build 14 homes, so we have 30, because we have the infrastructure for 30 now in place, and eventually a clubhouse. We really need a clubhouse.
Or a swimming pool?
No.
No swimming pool?
No. A meeting area for our teachers to work together, mentor, do research, and also a fitness center.
Okay.
But I want to mention that we are really interested in getting embedded into our whole goal is higher education. And USC has already rented one of our homes. And they're going to be sending seniors from the College of Education to live in one of the homes next year. And, of course, I'm hopeful that Winthrop eventually will be able to do that as well.
And again, the deal is if you're going to live in one of our homes, you're going to teach in our schools.
Or you do your senior internship with Fairfield County.
So how does the rent from the 16 homes cash flows enough to take care of your debt to the bank?
To the debt to the bank and our maintenance and management of the property.
Okay.
Yes.
So as you pointed out, we're building 16. Where are we in the construction of the 16?
Right now, we're finishing up the infrastructure, and then the city will step in to do the get all the sewer and water hookups in place.
Right.
And we're hoping that the home construction begins in November. Wade McGuinn Builders out of Columbia is the company that we're working with, and they build four homes at a time. And so they said that, weather permitting, and so far so good with the infrastructure, that we'll have those 16 homes ready probably in May is our hope. Yeah,
right.
So teachers can move in over the summer.
I've got to think that you have a waiting list already to get in.
We do. And that's why we really want to get the additional grants through, so that we can get in 30 homes. That's our goal. 30 homes in a clubhouse.
So how much more would you need to get yourself up to the 30 homes?
To get 30 homes?
Yeah. Another $3 million?
Well, I would say less than $2 million we can do it. Our homes are very affordable.
Right.
And I do want to mention, before I forget, that the legislature has approved, really, over the past few years, additional money to school districts to help with recruitment and retention. And most districts give, like, a bonus, sign-up bonus. In our case, our Board of Trustees in Fairfield County have approved that money is spent to lower the rents. So the one-story home, which is three bedrooms, two baths, will rent to teachers for $700 a month, and the two-story will rent for $900 a month.
$700, $900. That's a pretty good deal.
And that is something that is affordable and attractive and new and safe, sitting behind the administration building, high school to the other side. It's a great location.
So you say you have one-year contracts or whatever, rental agreements.
Right.
And that can just roll over and roll over and roll over as long as the teacher stays in Fairfield County.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And that's why we need to build some more homes.
Oh, yeah.
Because we want to be in a position that when the district is interviewing some new teachers, that we have this as an option to entice them to want to live in Winnsboro and teach for Fairfield.
So now you know more about politics than I'll ever know, and you also hang out with a guy by the name of Jim Rex, who knows a heck of a lot about politics. I mean, I'm wondering why, since you got this far on your own, you couldn't get your delegation at next year's budget, let's say, to put in a special whatever to get money for this project, because the state's all about teachers. They need teachers. They know them. I mean, they know that. That's no big surprise.
That's right.
You've already done this, haven't you?
Well, certainly some talk, and but there'll be hopefully a lot more interest now that the project is actually close to being underway.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that they will see the need. And I'm hoping that they will, you know, be supportive of other school districts in our state, because this is a crisis that needs serious addressing by our legislature.
Well, I'm sitting here wondering how long it's going to take before word gets out via social media or this radio program or whatever to other school districts across the country who'll be calling you on the phone and saying, what the heck are you doing down there?
Yeah. Well, WIS in Columbia, the station there, one of the anchors, Dawnie Mercer Plank, called me last week, and she told me that Craig Melvin is going to do a special on it on the Today Show, but I don't know any of the details yet. All I know is that he's interested in doing it.
Well, good.
And that's what we need. We need it to get some national visibility so that hopefully some of the other big foundations or corporations would be interested in helping us get into finishing up phase two.
With all the foundations that are out there, I agree with you. I think if this story can get to them,
right. They
might be inclined to say, well, that's a great idea. Let's send her a check so she can get going.
One of the things that is interesting is these large foundations, they want to find you. They don't want you going to them. In other words, you just can't get on and fill out all these applications.
Right.
And they pretty much say, don't send them. You know, we'll find you if this is something we want to fund. So the national visibility. And again, Manny, thank you for having me on your program, because that's what we need at this point.
Well, that's great. And the fact that you've got WIS coming up there from Columbia, they've got network affiliations. You know, a story like they're doing here will very soon get out there. No question about that. That's great.
Yeah.
All right, we have to take our mid-program break. You remember how this works, don't you? You see those white little letters over there? We're going to say them together.
All right.
So follow along with me.
Okay.
They are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Mauchier. Now, there's another doctor here, right over here. This is another doctor. I got two doctors here. And we're going to see if they can read the white letters together. At the count of three, let's tell everybody why they come here for fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. Are we ready? One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. That wasn't loud enough, but that's okay. We'll be back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Alex, the turkey and ham at Substation 2 seem really popular.
Absolutely. They're all natural meats, no nitrates or added ingredients, 98% fat-free, only the best turkey and ham for salads and subs.
Slice, 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 garden, 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 Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, now serving Diet Dr. Pepper.
Emergency care close to home. The team at Piedmont Medical Center has the advanced training to handle your medical emergencies, and we're making it easier for you to access care every day. For non-life-threatening problems, online ER check-in is available at all our emergency room locations, meaning less waiting room time, more peace of mind. Simply visit PiedmontMedicalCenter.com, pick a time you want to be seen, and then wait at home while we hold your place. For life-threatening emergencies, call 911. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Relax. with a certificate from Founders Federal Credit Union and maximize your earnings. Whether you're saving for a down payment, planning for retirement, or simply growing your nest egg, Founders has great dividend rates. Get guaranteed returns and the security you deserve with terms from 12 to 84 months. Enable Dividend AMP to transfer your quarterly dividends into your Loyalty Select account, our highest yield savings account. Open a certificate today. Visit an office or foundersfcu.com to learn more or apply for membership. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Now, parts of Western York County can enjoy Comporium's advanced internet technology every day. Thanks to the partnership between Comporium and York Electric Cooperative, parts of Western York County now have access to Comporium fiber technology that gives you the ability to stream, download, search, and conference quickly and reliably. Not only is Comporium fiber fast, it's also affordable, starting at just $49.99 per month with no connection fee. For details, go online to Comporium.link/YEC to sign up for Comporium high-speed internet today.
Slice, slice, slice! Garden, garden, garden!
It's the only way that Substation 2 makes fresh subs and salads. All their meats, cheeses, and vegetables are sliced fresh right before your eyes. It's no wonder people keep coming back to Substation 2.
Slice, slice, slice! Garden, garden, garden!
Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Dr. Sue Rex is with us today, the chair of the Fairfield County Education Foundation, which has a very interesting project that is no longer just pie in the sky. It's happening. They're building a village right behind the school district office there in Fairfield County that could have as many in time with enough money, 60 homes that will be occupied by teachers. Right now they're building 16. The waiting list is already there. Hope to get these things up and running by next spring. But I saw the drone video, which was very interesting, where they're doing all the grading and what happened. So you're off and running. Now, this is all for teachers. Teachers in Fairfield County, they sign basically a one-year lease agreement, and it's renewed every year as long as they keep teaching, and the rents are very affordable thanks to money that's been donated to the project, the Fairfield County School District, which is chipping in extra dollars to keep those rents low. So obviously the teachers get a place to live, but there's another good benefit from teachers living together. What is that?
Well, you know, if you ask teachers why they're leaving the profession, some will say salary, some will say behavior, some will say parents. But the real issue is most of them believe that they need more support. Teaching is a very complicated profession, very. And it takes support from each other in order to learn the whole process. And we believe that the concept of the village is to have experienced teachers help each other through all of the issues that they face week after week. And by providing that additional support, we believe that the retention rate will increase, and we also believe that the idea that that initiative is there for somebody who's considering teaching and would like to live in a rural district, that we can entice them to see that that additional support will be very important to them.
Yeah, you know, you think as a parent, the challenges you have with your own teenagers, and you multiply that times 30 or 40 or 50 or whatever the case is every day in a classroom setting, your brain can get pretty rattled pretty quickly. And then you throw in a good dose of parents who think their child is always right and you're wrong. I can see why you'd like to have somebody to sit down and have a beer with say, what do you think?
Let's talk this out. Let's come up with a game plan of how we can make it better and provide suggestions to the school district board of trustees, to the superintendent, to our foundation, so that we can provide additional support in many, many ways.
All right. Now, I would also think another benefit of this project would be an easier way to establish a pipeline between schools like Winthrop University and others who are strong in teaching, to give them here's a direct place that you can go, you know, graduate of Winthrop University, a brand new place that you can live. Here's a good quality school district, a good place to get your toes wet.
Well, and that was the pitch we gave to the Dean of Education at USC, and Dr. Hodges, he loved it. He said, we want to be part of this. He said, from the ground up, because if our students say that additional support meant a lot to them, then we want to keep this partnership going for many years.
Right
now they're going to make a 3-year commitment to us, but the hope is that the partnership will go on for a long time.
So the commitment they're making to you is what? Is it dollars or is it what?
They will rent one of the homes.
Okay.
And the interns can come and do their senior year with us. We're not expecting them to make a commitment to us at that point, but it opens up our pipeline of possibilities that some of those USC students will want to teach in Fairfield. And that's why, again, I'm still hoping that we can come up with a donor at Winthrop that would be able to pay the rent on one of the homes.
My gosh, you're only talking less than $10,000 a year.
Well, we can't give the additional stipend to a university.
I got you.
Or somebody outside the teaching profession. It has to be a teacher that gets that extra money from our school district.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's an affordable.
It's still very affordable.
Yeah. So are you knocking on the doors of Winthrop since you are still very involved there?
I every time I have a chance, I talk to individuals who, spend a lot of time with our donors, and hopefully somebody will come forward.
So I guess the next time I have Dr. Cerna on Straight Talk, I need to bring this up.
Yeah.
So Rex wanted me to remind you that you have an opportunity, Dana.
And they are interested. I mean, they are. Nothing but positive communication about the project. But they're not in a position to pay the rent.
Right.
So.
Well, again, I have a feeling you got a tiger by the tail, because you know everybody at the Fairfield County School District is talking about this to their peers across the state.
Right.
So the word is getting out. Now you got WIS-TV in Columbia, which is going to come out and do a story on this thing. That'll get the message out. We're doing a show here today. The word is spreading is what I'm getting to.
And that's what we need. Right?
And that's what you need, because as you say, when those little unique stories, and this is a unique one, reaches the ears of the big foundations like the Ford Foundation and others, they might just surprise you again with a little telephone call saying, oh, by the way, you need $1 million for this project? We think you ought to have this. It'd be nice to have.
And that's how it happened with United Way.
Yeah.
You know, we did not go to United Way. They came to us.
It's amazing.
Absolutely
amazing.
Yes.
So next steps on this is to get the houses built.
Get the houses built, move everybody in this summer, and continue to fundraise so that we can start phase two.
And unfortunately, this didn't get started maybe 5 years ago, because the cost of everything now is way much more expensive. I don't care if you're Fairfield County or York County. It's expensive.
And the interest rates, we weren't able to take advantage of that low interest rate there for a while, and that was a disappointment. But we're making it work.
You're making it work. Well, Dr. Sue Rex, you've done a great job. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Manny.
I hope we can update this again down the line when you go to phase number two. All right?
Thank you.
Dr. Sue Rex, our guest this afternoon on our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Okay, we're going to tee you up one more time now. We want you to do this a little louder, right? A little louder, right? We do fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2. We do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. We do not do it on Sunday. No. Now, the reason people come back here every day is to see Dr. Scott Oliver. No, not really. It is because of fresh subs and salads. And let's tell them about the magical formula here at the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
All right, have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.